And now this is a dictation for Teresa. Byrne is a BYRNE, October 5, 56. Addresses a letter to Dr. Mary, MURRAY, 583-1914. Dear Dr. Mary, a follow-up for Mrs. Byrne comes to the office in person, renal transplant, 2016, last visit in November. Chronic respiratory failure on oxygen 24 hours, recent bronchitis treated with ZPAC. This will be the second course. Green sputum slowly clearing, no bleeding. Chronic cough, no pleuritic discomfort, no anterior chest pain. No recent vomiting dysphagia, chronic diarrhea, at least once a week, no bleeding. No infection in the urine, cloudiness of blood. University of Michigan transplant has increased the dose of Tacro. Review system otherwise is negative. Medication list review. I want to highlight the anticoagulation Eliquis, a number of bronchodilators, recent high dose of prednisone, weaning down to baseline of 5 milligrams for renal transplant. Transplant medications include Myfortic, long-acting Tacro, which is the Envarsus, ENVARSUS, present dose up to 2.75, insulin pump, otherwise Lasix metoprolol. Next paragraph, blood pressure 160 over 60. This is on the left-sided, large calf, sitting position, diffuse bronchitis, minor tachypnea, normal speech, no facial asymmetry, pacemaker on the right-sided, no pericardial wrap, overweight of the abdomen, no ascites, I don't see much of edema today, normal speech, no focal deficit. Next paragraph, chemistry is APRO, creatinine 0.7, anemia 11.1, normal platelet count, normal white blood cells, normal electrolyte, elevated bicarbonate lightly from diuretics, 31. Low albumin, corrected calcium normal, diabetes A1C 7, tacrolimus 4.7, previously 6.4, our goal is 4 to 8. High proBNP 1900. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, renal transplant, deceased donor, 2016. Next number, normal kidney function. Next number, high-risk medication, immunosuppressants, recently increase of Tacro, new level to be obtained, therapeutic 4 to 8. Next number, hypertrophic cardiomyopathy, continuous all fluid restriction, diuretic beta blockers, has preserved ejection fraction, there has been no coronary artery abnormalities. She has a pacemaker defibrillator, which has not fired. Next number, atrial fibrillation, anticoagulation. Next number, respiratory failure on oxygen. Next number, pancreatic cyst. I'm not aware of any changes. Next number, abnormal liver function test. I don't have a recent chemistry. Next number, hypertension. I did not change medications. This needs to be confirmed that is chronically elevated before we adjust medications. Keep in mind the hypertrophic cardiomyopathy for adjustment of medication. Next number, bronchiectasis, which also explains her respiratory failure. Next paragraph, continue chemistry in a regular basis, end of dictation.